where local and regional musicians come to play. The Homegrown Rocker.
And welcome back to the Homegrown Rocker. I'm the Professor Jim Price. My guest in the studio is Sasha Frost. And again, we're talking about the 7th annual Mass in the Grass Music and Art Festival. And again, that's happening August 6th through 8th at the Sinking Valley Fairgrounds, Sinking Valley area between Altoona and Tyrone. And Sasha, we kind of talked the music a little bit, but what are you most looking forward to this year?
Well, I'd have to say Nailbite. You know, they're one of the biggest bands we've ever had, if not the biggest. I found their music online, you know, a couple years ago. Thought it would be maybe a long shot to ask them to come out, but they're a very humble band, and this will be their second year coming out. We have a whole, you know, billboard for them and stuff. So, you know, we're excited about that. Also, Farge, the local band, I think they're from Northern Cambria, but I had them on a show recently with Kiss Army, and really liked their style. It's definitely like exactly what I like, so I'm excited to see them on Thursday night as well.
Okay, yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to Nailbite, and they've had some pretty cool stuff going on. They're like branching out and going across the country, and a lot of good things coming together for that group.
Yeah, they're really killing it with the social media and everything. I think they have like 700,000 followers through all their platforms, and yeah, they deserve it. You know, they're working hard and making some really good music that is modern and also kind of plays on more classical metal styles and even branching out into other genres as well. So it's a nice mix of different stuff coming from them.
All right. Well, and you touched on this already just a little bit, but beyond music, there's other entertainment going on. Talk about some of that other entertainment.
Well, we have every year we have the fire performance team, Higher Frequency Illusions. They put on a pretty cool fire performance show by the stage. So they'll be there this year. Hopefully a bunch of the Central PA Flomies as well. They do kind of the same thing, fire performance and flow performance. We have a bunch of vendors there that you can check out. Some really good food vendors this year. Our sponsor, Keystone Q. We have Rebels Mobile Cuisine, Belly Busters, and Children of the Cob. So it'll be a good mix of all kinds of different food. There'll be, you know, the arts and crafts vendors as well, selling locally made wares and artwork and things like that. Aside from that, we have the, as I said before, the cosplay contest, so people can dress up if they want to and enter that. And then we also have, sticking with our kind of video game theme, we still have our mini arcade as kind of like a kids area. So that's always fun for them.
Yep, and I also noticed you have comedy coming in too. The folks from Dead Mike Comedy are setting something else. Setting something up. But talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we have my good friend Eddie Barnes of Dead Mike Comedy. He's going to be featuring 5 or 6 comedians on Thursday night, and that'll be late night, starting around 11 p.m. So, yeah, they've been doing a lot of comedy shows lately. There's actually one coming up on August 3rd. It's the Kill Tony Takeover, and that's going to be at the church in Bellwood. So definitely check that out if you are looking to kind of get a taste of what's to come for the comedy night.
Yep, and if you need to get yourself into a happier and laughing mood, definitely that will be happening Thursday night. All right, well, we're going to go with another piece of music here, and I believe this group has been a part of Mass in the Grass before. What would you like to say about Walkney?
Walkney, we had them as a headliner quite a few years ago, and then they've been performing with us most years ever since that. You know, Derek, he's always a great guy to hang out with, and we enjoy their music. I recorded him recently for a couple episodes with the 80 Unplugged podcast, and I really enjoy his music, and especially in the full band setting, it should be pretty cool.
Yep, and Derek always has a lot of energy when he gets on the stage, and he's one act that if you're sitting in your seat when they start, Derek will likely have you out of that seat and getting crazy in front of the stage. He has that power of being able to draw people up and get them into the party. We're going to play some brand new Watney music. This just came out not too long ago. For the first time on the Homegrown Rocker, you're going to hear the song Flower Child by Watney, a part of the Massa de Grasse Music and Arts Festival.
I can feel it now, trying to make it out on the town. Baby, what's your plan? Who you with? Are you down? You're with him, don't pretend that you make it to the end. When you run around me, you never roll with him again. I digress.
It's time for a look at the local music news on the Homegrown Rocker.
In local music news, a benefit concert to help folks affected by recent flooding in Tyrone will take place later this month. The Tyrone Flood Relief Benefit Concert will happen on Saturday afternoon, August 22nd, at the Tyrone Community Pool parking lot. The event will begin at noon and feature performances from Angie LaVanish, Ava Conrad, Ben Leskovansky, Croker Norge, Ethan Hess, Free Range, Generation Acoustic Duo, Nate Gates, and the Papertown Trio. The event will also include a basket raffle, yard games, activities for the kids, and pool concessions and swimming. Donation is $5 per person, and 100% of the proceeds will go to CRR and the Three Friends Ministry, the organizations providing relief and assistance to individuals and families impacted by the flooding. In the event of rain, the event will take place at the Tyrone Armory. The second annual Original Music Festival will take place on Saturday, September 12th at the Clearfield Fairgrounds Middle Track area. That event begins at 11 a.m. with music running from noon until 9 p.m. 8 local original bands will take the stage. There will also be a cornhole tournament, beer and food vendors, giveaways, and fun for the entire family. Proceeds will benefit CAST, the Clearfield Arts Studio Theater, and the Clearfield Fire Department. And after 9 years as the lead guitarist with Chris Woodward and Shindiggin, Mike McCartney announced that he is stepping away from the group to pursue other interests. The departure is a friendly one, and Chris wishes Mike the best wishes for the future. That's a look at local music news. Bands and artists with news items to report on the program may email their information to homegrownrocker@gmail.com.
Central PA's longest-running local music radio program, The Homegrown Rocker.
We got some original songs in the past. Call this one, baby, please.
I saw you last night.
The Homegrown Rocker, where again we are spotlighting bands and artists involved with this year's Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival, which gets underway this coming Thursday, continues through the end of Saturday. We just heard Havoc out of Cambria County, the Natty Glow area, and the song Baby Please performed live, that recorded sometime in 2024. And Havoc will be playing Thursday evening at Mass in the Grass. They'll be making their appearance on that night. Also, we heard Watney back there, brand new song from them called Flower Child. And Watney will be in action Friday evening playing at Mass in the Grass. Let's get more of the scoop about Mass in the Grass from our guest this evening, Sasha Frost.
And again, on the Homegrown Rocker, I'm joined in the studio by Sasha Frost. We're talking the 7th Annual Mass of the Grass Music and Arts Festival. And again, that's happening August 6th through 8th at the Singing Valley Fairgrounds. Sasha, what do you know about the arts and crafts vendors that will be there this year? What types of arts and crafts might be showing up?
Well, we have, starting off our usual vendor row that we have in the main field, we have Ashley's Custom Designs, who sets up every year. They'll have hopefully some merch, you know, some t-shirts and mugs and just other stuff you can buy commemorating the 7th Annual Mass in the Grass. We have a lot of, you know, people who do handmade wares, you know, hemp-based products, you know, different kinds of paintings and other artistic mediums. Yeah, you know, just a good mix of everything. I haven't even seen, you know, everything that they're selling, but you know, I try to stop by every vendor booth while I'm there and check everyone out. So yeah, don't be afraid to check the vendors out. They'll have some pretty cool stuff to offer.
Yep, and there's usually enough vendor tents there that you'll have plenty of things to look at and browse at and perhaps take home with you as well. Well, you mentioned food vendors already, so I'll ask about that as far as food vendors. And are there any beverage vendors in there this year?
Yeah, I believe all of the food trucks we have will sell beverages as well. But we do have a lemonade stand, King's Lemonade. It's a kid and his family who are going to be vending this year. Also, my kids will be selling some additional beverages. I believe we'll have the Hippie Cafe by True Healing Concepts. They'll be selling some alternative beverages there. And yeah, we'll have some other things thrown in the mix too. You can purchase alcohol there, or it's also BYOB, so another option as well.
All right. And as you mentioned, camping is available, so people can bring tents along and set up and stay overnight.
Yep. Yeah, we have a camping field area that's kind of more of like a family camping spot. Then we also have back in our RV area, we have RVs, car camping, and tents out there, in addition to a more rustic camping area that's kind of in the woods behind that. So all three different options available for that.
All righty. Well, we have some more music from an artist who will be performing at this year's Mass in the Grass festival. Anything you'd like to say about Dan Stonerook?
Dan Stonerook. I honestly don't know Dan too well. We used to work for the same company and we held the same position. So I talked to him through email several times at work and ended up finding about his music and stuff. So I figured, you know, we'd give him a shot this year to share his stuff with us.
He'll likely be playing some music off of his latest EP called Almost Famous, which came out last fall. And this is one of the songs you'll likely hear from Dan. It's called Eastbound and Down. Music from Dan Stonerook, once again a part of the Mass of the Grass Music and Arts Festival.
We gotta run and make.
Local and regional music plays here every Sunday night.
The Homegrown Rocker.
The Homegrown Rocker.
My nephew's kid came up to me. He said, "Uncle Jimmy, answer me. You're an expert in entomology. What's the grossest bug that ever could be?" I said, "Kid, critter I hate is called stink bug. Kind of looks like a little turd. It can fly and hide anywhere, just like a crazy bird. Oh, stink bugs smell nasty. Stink bugs, yeah, they are. Stink bugs stink when you squish them. Stink bugs hide in your car." Said, "Uncle Jimmy, what are they like?" I said, "Kid, they buzz you, they bomb you, they sound like a hornet. They try to get you to swat them like flies. Don't do it, it's a defense mechanism to make a bad odor when one of them dies. Stink bugs, yeah, they're nasty. Stink bugs, yeah, they are. Stink bugs stink when you squish them. Stink bugs hide in your car." Sprays, swat them, smash them, storm gas them. Goes on for days and days. Stink bugs smell nasty. Stink bugs pretty much are. Stink bugs stink when you squish them. Stink bugs hide in your car. He said, "Uncle Jimmy, what do they taste like?" I said, "Kid, where do you get your questions? I had one hide under a cookie and I bit down on it and it made me wince. I tell you, baby, when chewing on a stink bug is like you chew an electric fence. Oh, stink bugs smell nasty. Stink bugs pretty much are. Stink bugs stink when you squish them. Stink bugs hide in your car."
The Homegrown Rocker, again, putting the spotlight on bands and artists who will be involved in the Massa-da-Grass Music and Arts Festival this coming weekend. And we just heard from Saxton, Little Jimmy Mellonballer, and one of his popular songs, Stink Bugs. Of course, Jimmy, a singer, songwriter, storyteller, and he will be performing on Friday afternoon following Dan Stonerook at Massa-da-Grass. And we heard Dan back there, Dan Stonerook, with the song Eastbound and Down, and that's from Dan's latest EP called Almost Famous, which came out last year. And Dan will be kicking off Friday afternoon's music at Massa-da-Grass. We'll have more of our conversation with Sasha Frost, the guy who puts Massa-da-Grass together, as we get into hour number two of tonight's program. But we have music from another group that will be taking part in Massa-da-Grass. We introduce you to New World Otters. New World Otters is based in the Harrisburg-Lancaster area, and they have a local connection. A member of Altoona Sound Driven from years ago, Brian, he is one of the members of New World Otters, going by the handle Brian Talorian, joined by Chris Towson, Scott Platts, and Ian, and also this track you're about to hear featuring Summer Lee Calderon. And this was recorded late last year, essentially a demo, if you will. But we're going to get a taste of New World Otters, and they will be playing Saturday afternoon at the Massa-da-Grass Music and Art Festival. But this is a song called Kitties for Congress, Let's check it out. New World Order's music on the Homegrown Rocker.
WKFC, this is Funky Tooth Jones out here on the campaign trail. Up next is New World Order with Cosmic Bliss to soothe your waters. VIP tickets to Harmonic Convergence 2027 go to the 11th caller. So give us a holler. Let's keep the comments.
Who's this wee little kid? Come here. Meow.
Now who's brainwashing you? Is it the fat cats on the boob tube? Who's gaslighting you?
Is it the fat cats on the news?
One group that'll always have your back. It's a little bit of keys in the streets and
KFC, Fuck Two Jones here, that's New World Otters from the RC Riverstone. I'm on a convergence 2027, y'all.
The Homegrown Rocker finishing up our first hour with New World Otters, again based in the Harrisburg, Lancaster area, and their song Kitties for Congress, that a demo recorded late last year. And again, that group featuring Brian, formerly of Altoona's Sound Driven. I guess I should say a member of Altoona's Sound Driven, because Brian indicated that several of the band members did get together and did some playing here not too long ago. But again, New World Otters will be in action Saturday afternoon at the Masson de Grasse Music and Arts Festival. Stick around. We'll have more of our conversation with Sasha Frost, the guy who puts Masson de Grasse together, as we get into hour number two. Hey, if you're listening in and you happen to be a musician, a member of a band, and you want to get your music on this program, very easy to do. Just email me at homegrownrocker@gmail.com. Again, homegrownrocker@gmail.com. You can inquire about being a guest on the show. We're always looking for new guests on the program. You can also submit your music to us by that address if you happen to have music in digital form, that being an MP3 or a WAV file, or perhaps a download link or other way of getting us hooked up with your music. But yeah, homegrownrocker@gmail.com, the way to get in touch with us. And also you can, if you have your music in a physical form, such as a CD, a vinyl record, or perhaps a magnetic tape, you can always send those to us by mailing those items to us at the Homegrown Rocker, 2513 6th Avenue, Altoona, Pennsylvania, zip code 16602. And if you happen to be driving around the Altoona area, you can always drop off your recordings in person, too. Just stop by the Leitner Communications business offices, again, 2513 6th Avenue, Altoona. And that is right at the traffic light intersection of 6th and Union Avenues, where the big building on the corner with all the radio station signs out front. And you can always drop off your recordings in person between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. But whatever way you get your music to us, it is always welcome here on the Homegrown Rocker. That's what this show is about, airing local and regional music. So when you create it, don't be afraid to submit it to us. We'll be glad to consider it for airplay. The Homegrown Rocker, again, brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central PA's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Dead Mike Comedy, bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national with hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around at Dead Mike Comedy. We kill it. Also by Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout Central PA. Come play and show us what you know. And visit Rail City Trivia's Facebook page to find out about upcoming trivia events. And the program brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Look out for the new August issue out and about later this week. Pick up a print copy at your favorite music venue or music store in the area, or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net.